Legislative success for farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
In fact, in the final hours of this session, with a great deal of help from a number of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, from leadership to members from far west Tennessee to upper east Tennessee, we were successful in getting past some legislation that's pretty crucial to the ag community.
Radonna Rose of the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation commenting on a successful conclusion to the 106th General Assembly. After another long session of debate, the legislature approved the state's $29 billion budget. They also approved legislation that will benefit our state's farming community when it comes to fees assessed to farmers for stormwater.
It makes it clear in the state law that municipalities cannot assess stormwater fees to agricultural property. And in order to make sure that it's not abused, we use the current definition of agriculture that we defined in the statute a few years ago, and we use the definition of farmer that's in the statute today to say that the exempt agricultural land is land as is defined and is operated by qualified farmers.
Radonna Rose says if farmers in a municipal area have been paying a stormwater fee for their barns, tool sheds, or grain bins, this new law exempts them from paying those fees any further. Another success for farmers was the continuation of funding for the state's agricultural enhancement program.
The $16.3 million continues to be earmarked annually for the Ag Enhancement Program.
And Rose says with federal stimulus dollars expected, funding for the Ag Enhancement Program should rise to over $26 million a year to help our state's farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.